Blog Talk Radio. हाँ कल आपने क्या एडवर्टाइज किया था फेसबुक में? रिमेंडेशन उठाना चाहिए। Yeah,
Hello, Dr. Sunita, how are you?
I'm fine. What about you?
I am wonderful. I think you got the time all confused, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, because we are on daylight saving time in the U.S., so you are calling in actually an hour later, but I'm thankful that you got in.
No, it's an opportunity for me. Thanks to you.
I beg your pardon?
I'm happy here, Dr. Daphne. No problem with me.
Yes, I'm saying you should have called in an hour ago. It is now
okay.
It is now 8 o'clock in the U.S. But I'm thankful that you're on the show, and I just want to thank you for taking the time to call in. So,
okay,
what time is it in India now?
It's 5:30 morning.
In the morning, I was on the air and I was thinking. I said I think you overslept. So I'm happy that you call in, and we are just going to go straight into the conversation on what we can get in. I was very impressed because I learned about you on one of my Facebook friends. I click on a link where you were participating in a debate about the economy of India. So I know that you are a very diverse person. You are extremely spiritual, and our dialogue today will encompass a lot of who you are. So, without any further delay, would you please take this time to just introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yeah. Good evening, listeners. I am Dr. Smita Sharma. I born in Delhi, in India, and my childhood was very. I spent my childhood in very poor state, and financially we were in very weak condition because in 1947 there was a partition in India, and my parents came to Delhi after partition, and their part was remained in Pakistan, and now they came to India. So we were having very financially very weak condition, and my born and brought up had happened to in a poor situation. From there only I learned how to handle the difficult situations, and the only solution with us was to cooperate with each other and to help each other. So slowly and gradually we have come up from our poor state to a middle range state. This is the thing about my financial condition. Otherwise, I have done studies from Delhi University, and I was a college topper when I was in graduation, and then there was post-graduation, then I did MPhil, then I was PhD. I also taught in Delhi University for a couple of years. I also written 12 books, and 5-6 of out of them are awarded, including one from the President of India.
Mm-hmm.
And I also established one non-governmental organization in 1996, and then I purchased a non-banking finance company. It is being regulated by Reserve Bank of India. And through this company, we are helping thousands of poor women in India. So we are into micro-lending. We get finance from banks and investors and donors, and then we give it into small pieces, small money amounts to the poor women. And we against this, we do not charge any collateral from them. This is my present job. And thanks, Dr. Daphne, as you have called me on the show.
Yes, I let's talk about the micro micro funding that your organization makes available for women in India. That organization is like a non-profit.
Actually, it now it is not a non-profit organization. Yes, I had started in a format of non-profit organization, but once there was a conference in Delhi, and there our finance minister said that don't depend on subsidies or donations. Let people earn the money you have given to them. Let your company earn out of this business, and let government also earn from this business. Government also needs taxes. And for the development of the country, it is always good to have self-sufficient system. So we converted that non-profit format into for-profit format. Now we are paying taxes to the government as well, and our borrowers are also paying us very small interest on the money they have received from us. They do hard work. They make money out of our money. They pay back to us with interest, and out of that interest, we are paying taxes to the government.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. How popular are female entrepreneurs in your country? I know in America and in other Caribbean islands, I'm from Jamaica, West Indies, now living in the United States. And every day, the numbers of female entrepreneurs are rising. What is it like for women in India going into entrepreneurship?
Actually, government has introduced several schemes where they are trying to promote the women. And but there is not a good number of women celebrity entrepreneurs. I think women themselves have to come up now. They have to get mentally prepared that this sky of entrepreneurship is also open for us. For thousands of years, they are in the fear of that we cannot compete with men, the system will not support us, and we will be rejected, we will be neglected, we will be cornered. So out of this phobia, women are not trying to come out. I understand that this social atmosphere is not fully comfortable with the women entrepreneurs. It takes time to accept them. But once they get started, slowly and gradually, society starts to take them seriously, and they come up with different type of help. So right now, you can say it is at nascent stage.
What do you think women can do to just take that first bold step? Because, you know, we are so timid, and a lot of women across the world are programmed to say business and entrepreneurship is not a woman's place. You know, what can women do to take that first bold step?
For as first step, they have to become humble. And they have to have confidence in their own selves. If they lose their confidence, then it is very difficult for them to come up. So their determination, their confidence, their hard work, it is very much required at first step. Mm-hmm. And then after the years of, in the beginning, maybe slow years for them, first 5 years or 5 to 7, 8 years, maybe slow years, men will grow fast because the society has the appetite to accept them very fast. But for women, there will be some problem, but once they are into the race, there won't be any problem.
That's right, that's right. I want to commend you because this past week you was the recipient of a very distinguished award. Would you like to speak about that?
Yeah, Dr. Daphne, thank you very much. On 100th International Women Day, it was 8th March 2011, I received one award. The title of the award is Swarna Rani Gandham Award, Memorial Award. So I got this award for my achievements in the sector of business, social work, and my literature, etc. I'm also giving spiritual discourses through internet most of the time, and sometimes I visit universities and to my management people and sometimes friends and relatives. So spiritual discourses, all these are my complete personality package, and they have honored for all these services.
Well, I just want to congratulate you, Dr. Shagma, because you have taken a stand for women across the world. And as I did my research on you, there was no other female more fitting of that award than you, and for the work that you have put in over the world. I look on the team, or the inner circle, if you may, of the team that you have developed around you ever since you began, and you have a great support of many people because you so passionately believe in people, and to know that you have the ability to help them to empower their lives. And I know not only your country, but across the world, that people look up to you for your expertise and your skill. How, as you look back and read about all the articles and things that have been written about you, what are some thoughts that come to your mind?
Regarding?
When you go back and read about yourself.
When I read myself, about myself.
Yes, yes.
Actually, I always remain detached from my achievements and failures, and I always see the things as I am the witness only. I do not connect them as to my soul, and I feel I am a soul only, and I keep on working. Yeah. So what if there are few hurdles? So what if there are few failures? So what if there are few abuses?
Yes.
So what
yes.
if there are few, worldly achievements? So I keep myself detached, because today if I start laughing and I think that I'm very happy, I'm very delighted, tomorrow I may go into sorrow. So
yes.
I don't
yes.
So I'm always happy, always delighted. I go beyond this, I am always in a state of bliss. So this is my real recognition that this state of blissfulness never goes from me. It happened since last 3 years. Otherwise, I was also a normal human being, happy with a few achievements and sad at a few failures. But since 3 years, I am a different person, and so I remain as a witness only.
Yes, yes. you know, I look on your picture gallery and there's a picture of you going to a mango grove and I'm saying, I want to go to India to get some mangoes. I love mangoes. Was that picture taken in India or was taken someplace else?
Yeah, that picture had been taken from India and it's a state of Bihar. And Bihar, there is a district Bhagalpur and there are mango farms and you are most invited to
I'm looking. I said, I'm ready to go to India. I have a lot of Indian friends, and none of them ever told me that they had mangoes in India. So, I know I have all the reason. Now I have all the reason to go to India. I want to switch gears, Dr. Chabra. We definitely will have to have you back on the show because we have just a limited amount of time left. Because I should have pointed out to you today that we were on daylight saving time, but that's all right. I want to switch gears and I want to talk about you being so extremely spiritual and to talk about your spiritual role and the impact it has on you as an entrepreneur. So let's talk about the spiritual part of who you are.
Yeah, you want me to speak on this?
Yes, please.
Actually, I think from my childhood only, I was getting few experiences, some ecstatic experiences, you can say spiritual experiences. But I was unable to it. I was always, you can say, abnormal. In case because other children and other colleagues were not having such type of feelings. And in 1997, I start getting a nervous breakdown attacks.
Mm.
So after these attacks, I started screaming loud and then these attacks did remain for 1 hour, 2 hours, and there was no scope to how to keep me shut. So after getting one attack, I had to sleep for 2 days because it was so severe. And at every attack, I used to feel that I may die at any time. But these attacks did remain with me for 12 long years. Then after small gap, I start gaining these aesthetic experiences, and then after my life has totally changed. So now there are no, and I am in blissful situation.
Let's talk about some of the changes that you are now experiencing in your life based on your spiritual encounters. Because I've read some of the pieces, the poetries that you have written. Would you like to expand on some of those, please?
Yeah, actually, when I see unusual things, actually, for me, it is too much usual. So these words come out automatically and they take the shape of a poem. So these are very unique experiences and I see sometimes a light, spiritual light, very strong light. Sometimes I see I am in the lap of Lord and sometimes I feel like hundreds and thousands of sunlight, you understand? These are spreading light from my body and I do not have any, weight. I feel weightless and this light spreads in the whole world, in the whole cosmos. And it's a strong feeling that each and everything has been made out of this light. And I am the creator of this light, the whole world. The whole existence. So in Sanskrit, in India, there is saying Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi means I am the God. Because if I am getting the feeling that I am the creator of this cosmos, this galaxy, there is no feeling of owning the things, being cruel or there is no feeling of snatching and damaging other people, because each and everything belongs to me. So I feel love for each and everything, whether it is good or bad. For bad things, I feel a sense of responsibility. How can I give my input to correct the things? But I do not hate anything. And this love is so spontaneous, so automatic. Because as mother keeps the child in her womb for 9 long months, and the comes up, and she has to give her love to the child, and she doesn't know what is the power behind it. But this is very spontaneous and natural love. This, now same thing is happening with me. I love each and every person, each and every creature, each and every iota of this universe. And what to say, Earth, I have gone beyond Earth, and many times I feel like that I am not on Earth. Another galaxy, sometimes I feel like I am dancing on the sky, and the God is dancing with me. And at many situations, God himself comes to me, and in different identities. Sometimes it is in the form of Brahma, this is Vishnu or Shivaji. Even sometimes it, there may be gods from other countries of our world. Many a time I do not know their names. But yes, I feel. The state of mindfulness is so strong that I feel like river me. I feel the whole these cows are dancing with me. So peacocks are dancing with me. So sometimes the whole existence dances with me. No, the different things I am feeling each and every day.
Would you call yourself a psychic? I don't know if you use that term in India. Would you call yourself?
Actually, psychic term is prevalent in India, but I can never think this is a term should be used for me. It's a very great feeling. I will say that I am enlightened, and there is no abnormality in my works or in my talks, in my daily routine work, and rather I am more prudent now, and more adjusting now. Suppose I have not taken sleep for 1 hour or 2 hours, but still you will see me happy all the time. I'm always active. And so it's not a question of being psychic. Or there's no mental problem. No? I'm quite okay.
Yeah, it's amazing, because you mentioned about you being happy and blissful. And I've looked on a couple pictures of you. I see that you like the dance floor a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm looking, I say, oh, there she goes, just like me. I love to dance as well. How would you say, Dr. Shabma, how would you say that your spiritual richness or enlightenment impact your work, the work that you do as an economist and all the other things that you do?
Yeah, but this is a very good question, Dr. Daphne. Thanks for this question.
Yeah.
It's helping me and my organization a lot. Because as I told you earlier, that in the beginning, the years are slow years, because society takes its time to take you seriously. So you can say you will be having more frequency of failures or disappointments. But in those hours of disappointment, our spirituality always supports us, and we always keep our positivity with ourselves, and we say that this is our dream. Why should others die for our dreams? So we keep on laughing, we keep on trying, we never give up, and even we never weep. So this is the sense, and I know when there is a great success, the success will not enter into our heads. We will remain calm and cool. And people who are coming with so many sorrows and difficulties in their lives and trying unlimited help and seeking unlimited help from our organization, then once again we keep ourselves in control. All these sense are coming from the spirituality only, and this spirituality keeps our staff motivated, and even we are trying to penetrate this spirituality among our borrowers, because I think this poverty is not related to the pocket of the people, that they do not have money in their pockets. Actually, this poverty is more related to their minds and their behavior. If people love each other, if people help each other, many times there are not formal organization to fund them, but they can grow because they are helping each other. So this is a part and parcel of spirituality. So from top to bottom, we are trying to exploit this spirituality, and we are trying to help this spirituality to grow the nation for the development of the economy. So I think the strongest ever part once spirituality can play, this is playing in my organization, and I'm very happy for this.
That richness in spirituality that you experience each and every day, is that something that's available to us, the masses? And if so, how can we tap into that?
Actually, I am also available on Facebook, and people can come up with their questions, their life problems, and other things. And I think I have always a spiritual reply for all the problems, for all the sorrows. So I invite the whole world. They can come to my discourses, and I will try my level best to attend their questions.
Oh, so how does one do that? Would you repeat what you just said? You have like a gathering where people can come to India for this experience? Was that what you said?
No, on Facebook I am available.
Oh, on Facebook. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
people can
go ahead.
Yeah, people can type Dr. Smita Sharma on Facebook, and I am available on Facebook. People can raise their queries, and even it may be on my personal experiences or their own problems, and I will try to reply all of them.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I am so excited about that, because, you know, people, we sit around and there is so much that is available to us. Excuse me. A couple months ago, I was on the telephone with a colleague out in Ohio, and we were talking about some of the things we were planning on doing differently in 2011 to bring greater success to our businesses. And she said to me, she said, you know, I was praying the other day, Daphne, and asking God what it is that I need to do differently to bring in the success that I want. And she said, you'd never believe the answer I got. And I said to her, try me. And she said, the answer I got was that I already gave you everything that you need. And that's what I got from what you're saying now, Dr. Sharma, because we have so much available to us. But are we embracing and utilizing them? I don't think so. There is so much we leave untouched that would really enhance our lives.
Yeah, Dr. Daphne, you are perfectly all right. We are having each and everything. God has given us so many things. But we have to take good utilization of these resources and give them positive direction to help the society, to help the world.
I don't have any of the poetry in front of me, but I know you have a lot of powerful ones out there. I was just going through and reading and reading and reading. Would you like to mention to the listeners, you can choose any particular piece, and the spiritual experience that you were encountering as you write that piece?
Yeah, Dr. Daphne, sure. I'm reading one of my poems. This is, the title of the poem is The Circle of the Fire Pot.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is the poem when I was in confusion, because I was having few sparks of aesthetic experiences, but when I was not sure what it is, or on that point of time, I had written this poem. So I'm starting.
Mm-hmm.
I have busyness of doing nothing. The nippers shake the core of the fire pot spasmodically. Its redness is fading before time. The circle emerges around the fire core too, seems like shivering in cold. My blanket is also having too many holes. With the idea of an alternate solution for its warmth, I leave the courtyard. Thank you.
Wow. That is powerful. That is a real powerful piece. What
do you want me to explain this poem?
Yes, please. Yes.
Actually, here one fire pot is. I'm sitting before a fire pot, and it is red with coals. Understand the coals?
The cold?
Coal. This is a fuel.
Yes, coal. Yeah, we have that in Jamaica. You use that for cooking or baking. Yeah, coal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And nippers means an iron rod through the, it clutches the coal, hot coal. So through nippers, I'm trying to, I'm thinking something, and this nipper is working on coal, and nothing is coming out. So I thought this fire pot, through this fire pot, I'm unable to get anything. So I leave this place, and I wear this blanket, and this blanket is also having so many holes in it. I'm trying to give the message that in my surroundings I'm trying to find something, but unable to find anything. But this process is gone. This is a first life thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So this is searching.
So as we listen to that poem, and as we listen to the cold, the fire cold that makes flame, and we listen to the holes in the blanket, and as we look on our everyday life as a human being, each of us have different holes in our blanket. Some of us have holes in relationships. Some of us have holes in financing to do our businesses. Different holes we are experiencing. But based on what I'm listening to you say is that we have the ability to seal these holes up using the skills and gifts that God gives us spiritually. Am I right or wrong about that?
Yeah, perfectly right. You are absolutely right, Dr. Daphne. And thanks for this understanding. I had tried to say that we are the people with so many holes. Now, this is our own duty. If we have recognized them, if we can understand our holes, then there is the beginning of this healing, of this filling of these holes. So let us try to find out these holes in our works, in our relationships. And once they are identified, then for sure, we can fill them up.
That's right, the solutions, because we got to go out there and find the solution. But I think, Dr. Sharma, I think a lot of us, we continue to look on the outside to mend our holes instead of mending these holes from the inside out. Because we all have the ability to cure our diseases, to mend our holes, to go after what we want. For example, you spoke about men, how society readily accept men in business, and women, they just think, well, it's not for us because we are in a man's world. But as we listen to this poem, and as we read it, we can journal about all the holes that we experience. And it's not about bad or good. It's us identifying and embracing those holes and set out on our life's path to find the solution to help us mend these holes.
Perfectly right, Dr. Daphne. We have to come in a stronger way, and we have to have confidence in our own efforts and in our own mission and goal. And you start alone, no problem. The whole world is ready to embrace you. Never give up, and no tears, please. No problem can stop you. Go ahead. So what if there are some breaks, but go ahead. Keep on going.
Wow. If we would have ended the show this minute, what you just said was enough for any listener to listen, because too often we go around playing the blame game, and it's always society, it is our parents, it's our government, it is our spouses or siblings that's preventing us. And I say no, we are the ones who are standing in our own ways, and we need to... We need to understand what it means about getting out of our ways, because we are tripping over our own legs.
Yeah.
You know? And we have to take a stand to know that if it is to be, it is going to be up to us, and we have to make a difference. What's a typical day in your life? I mean, You get up in the morning, and what is it like for you? What's a typical day, Dr. Sharma?
The typical day, after morning breakfast, I go to office if I want to, if there are so many work. Otherwise, I sit in home and I try to study and write down something for the humanity. And if I have appointments and few engagements in the office, then I go to office. So you can say 50-50. My 50% time goes to office and 50% time goes to the humanity. So this is the average.
Are you an avid person that meditate? Do you meditate daily?
No, I do not give any time for meditation, for temple, for church, for mosque. I do not give any time. Even I do not worship. Because for me, each and every moment is a moment of worship. So,
Would you repeat that? Would you please repeat that? What you just said, every moment is a day of worship. Would you please repeat
that?
That
moment is a moment of worship for me, because I'm so blissed. This happiness emits from my body, from my language all the time. I'm so blissed.
So I think
the whole world, the whole existence is a church. It's a temple itself. Now, where should I go for small idols, for homes or walls? I do not need any walls, any roof or any idol. This whole existence is a temple or church for me. So where should I go to worship God? And no special time is kept for in the name of God. Each and every second belongs to the God. And it's not about meditation. Before I sleep, before I go to bed, I try to leave all the this worldly tensions, and for this I focus in between my eyes in a single second. I leave this world. I am in the lap of God. So this is the life right now.
Wow. That is, I would love to just shadow you for a week to see all this exudes from you. I tell you, I'm getting the chills just imagining being in your presence. Being in your presence. Because, you know, too often people sit around and they wait for the one day when they say, well, this is the day that I'm setting aside. But as you rightfully say, God blesses us with each day. It is His. We ought to give Him praise continuously. We ought to worship Him continuously. We shouldn't have to go into that posh building with the carpeted floor and the carpeted pews. Every day as we rise, we should give Him that praise and that worship. And, you know, what better way to live your life than the model that you have just put out for us. Let's talk about the way that you treat the temple that the Lord has blessed you with. What are some of your dietary habits?
Pardon, can you repeat the question?
What are some of your dietary practices? Are you vegetarian? What do you eat?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yes, I am vegetarian, and I take less meal. You can say one piece of bread in US, one slice, and here one chapati in India we call one chapati at night, and with one bowl of vegetable at night, and in evening have a small meal, very the meal between two meals, very small, like two biscuits. And
yes,
in lunch, I take two chapatis with one bowl vegetable, one bowl dal. And in morning, I have a small meal, two slices, bread slices, or one chapati. This is the thing. And I take less meal. I do not overeat.
Yeah. I watch, I look at your picture and I notice how much you enjoy the outdoors and you're really outside connecting with nature. And is that a big practice of your entire family or just you?
Yeah, you can say just me, because the family has its own type of engagement. And sometimes they are accompanying me, and sometimes I am with my colleagues. So if you talk about my blissfulness, when I am alone, I am more bliss. But when I like my solitude. I am always happy with my own self.
I'm telling you.
I am bored. I never feel I'm bored. I always love to have silence. And try to speak as less as is possible. I do not want to speak too many people, too many words. But still I feel responsible for my organization. I still feel responsible for my society. Even God himself at times pressurizes me to speak with the society. Then I open my eyes and then I see the society. Then as being a responsible citizen, I come out and I speak with people and try to give my best suggestions to the people. And if I go to nature, yes, I love nature very much, and I can spend hours and hours in ocean. Still, the most lovely thing for me is solitude.
Solitude. You know, I listen to you, and there I hear so much of who I am in you, and I know this connection that we have made is divinely done, and I just look forward to us, you know, building on this relationship and you know, whichever way I can add value to what you're doing, I, you know, I'm open to doing that. But it's just a wonderful thing that you are doing. We have 17 minutes remaining, and I really want to invite you back on the show at another time where we can get into some of the other things that you are doing, because we barely scratched the surface today. And I just know that you're such a powerful woman, and this part of the world need to learn more about you. There's so much more that women across the world can learn from you so that they can strengthen their own walks and know that they have within themselves the ability and the power to become more. So I look forward. This is a platform that I plan to use to help them to learn more from you. I'm going to ask you in a moment to give out your contact information, but before we do that, I want for you to, if you may, Dr. Sharma, if you would give us a list, created a list that we can use to begin to plan our journey. For those people who are not yet experiencing a spiritual walk, how can they begin to tap into that strength that we all have laying dormant within us?
Actually, I have not prepared this list, but yes, I can give some tips that to be spiritual. If you want to go too near to God, then try to develop godly habits in your personality. If you are jealous of someone, you are not a God and you are not going too near to the God. So avoid some nonsense human disqualities like jealousy, like ego, like greed, like over-eagerness, like over-excitement over your successes, and over-sorrow on your failures, and avoid violence. All these things you should develop into your habits. And then second part is be a loving person. Help people and give your positive suggestions to the people. And whenever there is a role, you play your role, but in a positive manner. You may see a few scenes that people are criticizing others. So don't get involved into criticism. Try to find out the solution. How can you help these people who are suffering these tensions of criticism, and they are denying other people's efforts or positive things, positive aspects they are not looking into. So you have to present positive aspects of others, and the people who are being criticized, go to them and try them to correct the things which are being criticized. Is at wrong side, correct the society. If the person which is being discussed, if he is at the wrong side, try to correct him. So be your positive role all the time. So your positive, when it is expanding, your expanding positivity will help you a lot in having a blissful situation. God comes to you, you can feel the God. It is very much possible, because it has already happened with me. But these qualities keep on nurturing in your personality, and I'm sure nothing is impossible. Yes, it is difficult because we are into human body, and so many things are hard. But still, we can keep on trying. Keep on trying, and you will get godly experiences, no doubt.
That's right. So it's just, you know, one step at a time, a little. Day by day we do a little, and as we keep doing that little, we are going to develop on what it is that we need to do. But it is within our reach. Nothing that you have said, Dr. Sharma, is out of our reach, so long as we are committed to having a better godly life. Because as you say, we spend so much time criticizing and judging others. And because of that, we lose sight of all the blessings that we have.
Yeah.
Would you please, before you give your closing summary, please give your contact information, how people can reach you, please.
Okay, I have two information. Number one, this is Facebook related, www.facebook.com/dr.doctor. SUNITASUNITA.SHARMA, SHARMA, www.facebook.com/dr.sunita.sharma. Second one is my own website. This is www.drsunitasharma.net. This is drsunitasharma.net.
All right. So I want you to take a few minutes, Dr. Sharma, and give your closing remarks. What would you like to leave the listeners with? People who are listening live and people who will come back to listen to the archive of our conversation. What would you like to close with and leave them with, please?
My message is we should always remember that we came here in this world with empty hands, and we are going to leave this world empty hands. So all the things which are earned from here only, and all the earned things will be left here only. So do not get too much attached to the worldly things. All
position.
The items, positions, items, goods, services, all are very petty things. So don't give your life for all these petty things. You have very, very big things to do, very big experiences to be gained. So don't give your life for petty things, petty battles, petty struggles, petty wars. All these are ego-related things. And this is a race. Kindly come out of this race and try, give your best, but don't die for your petty goals.
That is powerful, because I tell you, I listen to you and I want to experience a life with every day being blissful. And as of today, I will be striving to have that life, because I know that God has given me all the tools that I need to live a blissful life. And Dr. Sharma, I want to ask you, will you promise to come back on the show?
Yeah, Dr. Daphne, it will be my pleasure to talk to you and to talk to my listeners.
Yes, yes, yes. And the next time we will be sure to get the time right. But I'm just so thankful to meet you and to have you as part of my network and my resource. I want to again commend you and that distinguished award from the 100 International Women Organization. I want to congratulate you and the work that you are doing there in India for women, and to make sure that they can get some funding to do the business that they want to do. I look forward to staying connected with you and to learn from you. And if at any time you have a message that you want to get out, do not hesitate to shoot me an email, because I will make a platform available for you.
Thank you, Dr. Daphne. Surely I will do that.
Thank you so very much. And I look forward again to have you. I want to encourage my listeners to check Dr. Sharma out on Facebook. And her website is there as well, and she promised that she will answer any questions that you have. And I just want to pray for your continued success, and that each day that you wake up, you will continue to enjoy more blissfulness, Dr. Sharma.
Thank you very much, Dr. Daphne.
And thank you so very much. And I will be in touch. Tell your gorgeous assistant that I thank her for setting this up, and for your beautiful daughter for getting us connected. And they are so blessed to have you as a role model.
She's also saying thanks.
Yes. Thank you. Hello.
Hi.
How do you pronounce your name?
That's Harshita.
Harshita, thank you so very much. I can't imagine what it's like for you to be around a mommy who experiences blissfulness every day.
Yes, that's an amazing feeling. I feel that I am into that mode. I'm being in tune with her. Also, I thank God each second that I've been so blessed that I have got mom like her. And
yes.
I don't need to go anywhere or to any other person to seek anything that would just complete me. I am fulfilled, I feel, every second.
I tell you something, lady. I got to get you on this show so you can talk about that experience to other young people. So we are going to be talking on Facebook because I got to get you on the show. Will your mommy allow you to come on?
Actually, she is not depending upon me for any permission, sir. She has her own money.
Well, listen. I'm going to send you a note on Facebook, and I'm going to have you on because young people need to hear from you, young lady.
Thanks a lot. I love to speak to them.
Yes, thank you. We will communicate on Facebook, and you all have a blessed week, and go back and get a couple hours of sleep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dr. Sharma. Bye-bye, Harita. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Dr. Sunita Sharma out of India and her beautiful daughter. What a testimony. She says that, you know, she doesn't need to go anywhere else to complete because she watches her mother. Her mother is one that exudes blissfulness each day. And what a life. What a testimony. I am so glad that we got her on, and I would love to have her because there's so much we can learn from her. And I want you to remember everything she says. I want you to go back and listen to that segment and share it with others. Because this is our year as a people to get the best. And if we are not getting the best, it's because we are preventing ourselves. We have the ability to create abundance and to create a blissful living, as Dr. Sharma just so eloquently shared with us. I want to also remind you that each and every one of us is created for a destiny, and do not allow anyone to derail you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Dr. Sharma, for being on the air and investing in my vision and purpose. And I want you to continue following your destiny. This is Dynamic Daphne saying so long, and I'll see you on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Follow your destiny.
Oh. What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on in.